you have social media? Hi there, I'm Natty Anderson, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. I've had social media for probably the last 8 years, and though it's given me opportunities to connect with other writers, and it's given me opportunities to try and sell more books, when I think about the times that I've scrolled through endlessly, or that I've sat there staring at my phone looking at girls that are way skinnier or prettier than me, my relationship with social media feels a little twisted. Do you feel this way? Well, that's what we're talking about in today's Devo. It's called The Truest Beauty by Mary Garner. Every single day, we are bombarded with social media posts, pictures, and videos of friends, actors, models, singers, and superstars. And seeing these images can lead to thoughts of not being enough. We see so many people every day, and often, the first thing we do is compare ourselves to them. And that is so sad. Because of this constant comparison, we often walk around with zero confidence. But it doesn't have to be this way. When we truly understand who we are in Christ and find our worth in Him, and how preciously and carefully He created us, we may start walking around a little taller with a brighter smile and a new pep in our step. It just makes us happy to know we are clothed in His beauty and righteousness. It's more than just confidence in ourselves. It's a confidence in who we are in Christ and who He has created us to be. Just listen to these verses for a moment. Isaiah 60, verse 1 says, "Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you." In 1 Samuel 16, 7 says, "The Lord said to Samuel, 'Do not consider his appearance or his height. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart.'" Do you see what God says is more beautiful than perfectly styled hair or perfectly applied makeup or the most stylish outfit? It's His glory rising upon us. It's a heart that is seeking after God. It's a quiet, gentle, and meek spirit. It's the new heart Jesus gives us when we put our trust in Him. This is an easy truth to forget. So if it helps, you could write this down. Though people may discredit me based on my looks, the Lord who sees my heart loves me and will work through me in ways I could never imagine. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at my heart. And only a heart saved by Jesus, cleansed by His blood, is truly beautiful. Dear listener, I hope you know how truly precious and beautiful you are in your Creator's eyes. I think something we all need to remember is this. A heart in God's hands overflows with a beauty that is shown in joy, compassion, and hope. So let's talk about this a little bit more together. If you know Jesus, your Heavenly Father sees you with an overwhelming love and joy. When you struggle to see yourself as God sees you, what Bible verses could help you remember the truth? As you and I can read in Colossians 3:12, "Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience." Now, I'd encourage you to read in your Bible 1 Samuel 16:1-13, as well as Psalm 139, verse 14, and Isaiah 60, verse 1. To keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource of Keys for Kids Ministries. Have you learned something new lately? Well, I want to hear about it. Head over to unlocked.org and find out how you can write for us. Also, be sure to check back for tomorrow's devotional about how we should talk to God with Dylan. But until then, I'm Natty, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.